I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this is Simply Christ.
God's amazing grace brought deliverance to my soul. Jesus took my sin away, and His blood has made me whole.
There is a law which every human becomes an expert in at some point in their existence, from the infant to the elderly, from the drifter to the aerospace engineer. All of us are students of this law and continually gain new understanding on how to function under its dominion. This law I speak of is called the law of gravity. Everything upon planet Earth is affected and bound by its power. Nothing breaks this law, but we all learn to compensate and live with it. An airplane may seem to break the law of gravity, but that is only an illusion. A 707 jet airliner will burn through roughly 13,000 pounds of jet fuel an hour as it struggles to stay airborne against the unrelenting pull of gravity. An infant must learn how to exert energy to compensate for gravity before he or she can even roll over or begin to crawl. Absolute laws, such as the law of gravity, are defined as something to which there is no exception. The Word of God speaks of another such law, which it calls the law of sin and death. Read Romans 8, verse 2. This law of sin and death is not a commandment, but rather it is a description of the dominion under which humanity has lived since the transgression of Adam. The Apostle Paul tells what this law is and when it gained dominion when he says that by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. That's Romans 5:12. The entrance of sin and death, which Paul also refers to as condemnation, changed everything. Its power over humanity became absolute. This is verified by the fact Paul reminds us of, saying, "For all have sinned." If only almost everyone had sinned, this would not be an absolute law. But because everyone, other than Jesus Christ, who was not of the earth but was the Lord from heaven, has fallen to sin's dominion, it is evident that this is an absolute law. No one breaks this law of sin and death. People just learn to compensate and live with it. All carnal religion is in some form seeking to equip mankind to survive or even excel under its relentless oppression. The Apostle Paul tells us about the workings of this law in the 7th chapter of Romans. Before coming to Christ, he was an expert at compensating and excelling under its dominion. But just as a jet cannot stay airborne forever, he found that this law never stopped pulling him down into captivity. He wrote, "I find in a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members." That's Romans 7, verses 21 through 23. Indeed, every experience under this law of sin and death teaches us that its dominion is absolute. It would be easier for a person to flap their arms and fly than for them to break away from sin's absolute dominion. There is nothing in the gospel of Christ that teaches us how to overcome this powerful law. Rather, the truth is that Jesus Christ came to make you free from it. The Apostle Paul clearly told us, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." That's Romans 8, verse 2. Those who live in Christ Jesus live under another absolute law called the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. This law of the Spirit supersedes the law of sin and death and makes us free from its dominion. Those who live under this new dominion no longer struggle with sin because Jesus Christ has washed it from their heart. Read Hebrews 10, verse 22. Many modern religious teachers have become experts at giving instruction on how to serve God while living under the law of sin and death. Their teachings use great wisdom to guide us on how to compensate for sin's dominion in our daily life. Under their guidance, some people become like a jet airplane, which soars to great heights as it seems to defy the law of gravity. That is, until it runs out of fuel. When that happens, as it always does, their spiritual jet comes crashing to the ground. A true gospel minister does not teach you how to compensate for sin's dominion in your life. Rather, they teach you of a Savior who gave His life to make you free from sin's dominion. And as Jesus told us, if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed, John 8:36. I'm Pastor Keith Surface, and this has been Simply Christ. With every voice lifted in prayer.